And over the next month or so, we're going to be talking about the speed of your read, yeah, and the different situations in which you read fast and the different situations in which you read more slowly. But over the last month or so, we've been talking about your volume, a loud volume and a soft volume as well. A loud voice, when it's necessary, comes from having a good foundation in vocal strength. And as we saw, well, several months ago, the foundations of that come from things like good breath support, how you sit, how you stand, and relaxation as well. It's a bit like a family car and a supercar. They can both do 50 miles an hour, but the supercar will do it more easily, more comfortably, with more support. It's a capability more within its range, if you like. Now, when you raise your voice and shout, your larynx is raised, you produce a loud, high, and strident voice. You don't shout with a low voice. Simply using volume verging on shouting without support can cause tension in your upper body and damage your vocal folds, leading to a loss of voice or a sore throat. Speaking loudly rather than shouting produces less range and folds that are strained. Conversely, talking quietly may have its roots in a physical problem, as we saw, or indeed cause one. You may have an inherent weakness in your vocal cords or a breathing problem, either to do with your lungs or maybe your frame, which means you can't get enough breath support. If you choose to talk quietly, or not very often, your voice may grow weak from lack of use. Whispering can cause vocal troubles. Lots of air going through strained cords is not good for them, so simply speak softly instead, rather than whispering. The Goldilocks volume, not too loud, not too soft, but just right, is your real conversational volume, in which you can use your full natural vocal range without it being forced or faked, too high, too low, too loud or soft, which may lead to damage. Remember, your voice is the instrument through which you make your living. And again, breathing is the key thing. Breath is your volume controller. And it all starts with breathing from your diaphragm. We looked at this much earlier on in the course. Breathing using your stomach muscles. Doing this means you take in more oxygen more efficiently and avoid strains on parts of the body that aren't meant to be used for breathing. Your back, your neck, your chest muscles. You can control your projection using the same stomach muscles you use in good breathing. And as you might expect, good projection is also an effect of confidence, which will give you better breathing and a better voice, and then more confidence. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.